it's good to see you. I appreciate you being here today. I hope the Lord will do great things. A lot of our folks are gone today. They're not, I don't know where they are. The Greens have gone over to Carolina. Something about your uncle having some kind of to do. And Woodsides are gone. Off on vacation, I reckon. I don't know where the rest of them's at. But it's camp meeting time. It's always like this. The other Sunday we had 180. I doubt if we'll get up to 120 today. Camp meeting time comes, everybody lays out the Sunday or two before, so it'll look bad. Looks like we ain't nothing going on. Well, I can forget that. It's going on anyhow.
Amen.
Whether you're in it or out of it, or whether you're here or not here, God's still a moving. And God's still doing business. I mean, it's not the crowd that counts anyhow, but the brethren thinks it is, and some of them come. But it don't matter. That's all right of me. Pray I'll just overlook all that stuff. Nice day today. They're having a nice day for the race. And I'm not fussing about that. I mean, ain't God good to everybody?
Amen.
I mean, it don't matter. God loves them.
Amen.
You may think, he ain't got enough for that race crowd. Well, you just don't know what he's got for them. They don't either, some of them. They might be some saved, I mean, I'm sure there's some saved people over there, but there's a lot of people that need to know what God's got for them. And, of course, maybe because they're over there. A lot of them are over there, I guess, because they ain't got nothing in most of the churches where they can go to hear it. And they've been brainwashed so much they wouldn't believe it if it went. Really? I mean, most of the folks can't live what people are preaching. Paul said that. He said our fathers couldn't live it, or Peter, I guess it was, said that. He said our fathers couldn't live it and we can't. So why are you trying to get these Gentiles to do it? I wonder why you're trying to get anybody to do it. Just believe in Jesus. That's what you need to do and let him do the living. You pray for Geneva Wilson. She broke her ankle in a couple of places. And pray that she'll hurry and heal up and get back to church. I appreciate the Lord doing what he's doing, taking care of her, but you pray for her. Pray for Parks and Opal Boland and Bertie K. Wood and Mr. Minton and Stephanie Minton and Sheilyn Turner. That's Cheatwood's granddaughter. Norval Price is still having problems with his eye. You pray for him. And Sonny Pritchard's son got killed. You pray for that family. Of course, Sonny's gone on to be of the Lord, but he got killed. Truck driver, another truck run over him and killed him instantly. So you pray for that family. They're going through it. They've done buried him, of course, but they're going through a lot. And then Rosemary said, remind the ladies to bake cakes for the camp meeting. That's next Monday. Camp meeting is next Monday. Starts Monday. You make your plans to be here if you can. Look, huh? Starts Monday, don't it? Yeah, okay. Yeah, time running on. I'll soon be through the winter, Lord willing. I didn't think I'd make it this past year. I thought, well, don't know if I'll make it another winter or not. I'm sort of looking. Every winter, I wonder if I'll make it through the winter. Made it again by the grace of God. And I hope to live to my birthday. That's in June, the 17th of June. I'll be 75. And I hope that the Lord will let me live and be able to jump up. I hope I can put my leg up over this pulpit by the time I'm 75 again, like I used to. God's good anyhow, isn't he? Whether I get my leg up or not, he's still good. Okay, the ushers, come on, we'll receive the offering, and you give what you can today and whatever God's blessed you with, and I appreciate it. I'm certain God will bless you some more. He don't bless you for giving. He just blesses you. But it is more blessed to give because you've got it to give. And You pray this morning that God will just have his way. Brother Sam, pray for us.
Right.
We've got a fax I want Brother William to read. I appreciate you being here this morning. I appreciate all of you. Like I said, our crowd's down. All the folks that work at the children's home and all of the folks that's supposed to be on the payroll's gone somewhere else. I mean, that's their business. God will take care of that. Don't worry about that. Don't you worry about anything what God's doing. Just enjoy what he's doing. I'm glad to see this brother and his wife from up in Virginia, and I'm glad to see Vicky here this morning. And everybody else, I'm glad you're here. Just enjoy God. And I praise God for what he's doing in Bulgaria. I got a phone call. I called him the other day, and I called Mitko. That's for him. Ralph and them got down there. 20 got saved in one meeting over there. I'm talking about really getting saved. Last night, I talked to him yesterday, and last night, some family sent for him after meeting, said, "We want you to come over to our house. We want to become believers." They went over and all of them got saved. The whole family got saved. They got in about 11 o'clock last night, and I called about that time. They just had got in. It's a horse that couldn't hardly talk. Willie's still shouting it out. I mean, he's having him a time. Brother Harmon's joined in a little bit with him. A whole bunch of the rest of them. So they're seeing a lot of folks saved over there, and God's doing big business. And I praise God for it. Read that in the girls.
The Preacher Potter in Brookside Baptist Church from Bulgaria, March 29th, 1998. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ from the mission field of Bulgaria. Our hearts are full of joy over what we have seen the Lord doing in Bulgaria and Romania thus far on this trip. We have experienced the Lord's presence and seen the power of God at work in every service we have been in. People are crying in every service. People are rejoicing in every service. And people are being helped of God in every service. Pastor Harmon, Pastor Nixon, and Brother Willie have all also been greatly blessed to see what the Lord is doing for these people. Brother Willie has shouted it out in almost every service, and the people over here love him and his praying and shouting. The Lord has used his praying and shouting to really help some of the believers here, and Brother Willie says that what the Lord is doing over here is more than he had ever even thought or imagined. Brother Nixon said that this trip has strengthened him in very many ways, and Brother Harmon, who told us at Brookside before coming over here that he hardly ever shouts in public, was standing on a couch in a house meeting shouting it out just a few nights ago. When I asked him about it later, he said it got so good that he forgot that anybody else was there. At least three times so far, we have gone to a village to have one meeting and have wound up having two meetings before leaving the village. People are sending for Brother Ralph to come to their house because they want to become believers. We have been in Romania and Bulgaria for 13 days, and we have already been to 21 meetings with three meetings still left for us to go to today. We appreciate all your prayers for us since we have been over here, and look forward to telling you many more things about the trip when we return. May God bless all of you and give you great worship services at the church today. Because of his grace, Brother Ricky Bolick. Then we got another one in from Brother Joe. Dear Brookside, just thought we would let you know we're doing fine and have settled in our apartment here in Constanza. It is a great blessing and honor to represent Brookside. It is also a big responsibility, so we need the prayers of the whole church. Amanda is doing well here. She has already made friends with a 15-year-old Romanian girl that has been coming to Brookside East. This little girl is lost, so please pray that Amanda will be a strong witness for the Lord. Virginia is also doing well. She has gotten unpacked and in order, and she has already received a blessing by having Brother Zach and his family over for supper. This was a real treat for us. She's really done a good job. Me? Well, the Lord has already allowed us to get into the work here. I've already got to give out Gospels of John, clothing, shoes, and help bags, and give out food. We thank God every day that he has allowed us to be a part of Brookside and its ministry. We also thank God for our pastor, Preacher Potter. We love him and the church very dearly. To God be the glory for all things he has allowed us to do in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We love and miss y'all, Joe, Virginia, and Amanda. Amen.
Castle.
good, wasn't it? I'm glad the well's still there. Glad the water's still there, and glad you can get it if you want it. If you don't have it, that is. Many of you been to the well. You know what you know what they're talking about. You got there and got saved, and God blessed you, and that's where you found it. I appreciate it. I appreciate what the Lord's done. Man, he's doing it. Still doing it. Everybody that's thirsty can drink. But you got to get thirsty before you want it, before you can get it. That lady come to the well because she is thirsty. She didn't look for the water she got, but she got what she wasn't looking for. Most time that's the way it is. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and you said, well, you preached on that before. I'm going to keep on preaching it. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I have delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. And it was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. Now I want to talk to you about why did he do it. I'd like to read over here in verse 21. Or let me read verse 20 of the same chapter. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by man came death, but by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For in Adam all die, even as Christ all is made alive. Now somebody said the other day, asked William and them, but they didn't know why that Jesus died. It's been on my mind ever since. They thought he died because he was trying to stir up trouble. I was a boy down at the detention center. Said, I thought he was just trying to stir up trouble, reading he killed him. Do you know why he died? He died for your sins. Amen. He died for you. Amen. He died because you're a sinner. Amen. And you're going to have to die, or he'll have to die in your place. Right. Thank God I'm glad he died in my place. Amen. I'm glad I don't have to die. I mean, I'm glad that he took my place. And Jesus told Mary and Martha, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And though he was dead, yet shall he live. Thank God I'm glad that Jesus died for me. Amen. I mean, if he hadn't died for anybody else, he had died for me, but I'm glad he died for whoever. Amen. I mean, the whole world. God so loved the world. That's why he did it. He loved you so much, he couldn't help but do it. I mean, I couldn't do that, but God did. I couldn't give my youngins, I don't care how bad they are or how good they are, I still couldn't give them for somebody else's life. But I'm glad that God loved the world so good that he couldn't help but do it. He couldn't help but do it. That's the reason he done it. He couldn't help but do it. I was thinking about in Adam all die, but in Christ all are made alive. So I got to thinking about that today, and I turned over here in the book of Genesis in chapter 3. And you remember the story how God told Adam and Eve, I'm going to put a tree out. You can eat freely all the trees out there, all the fruit out there. And all the trees, anything you can want, everything's free. Thank God it's free. That's what he told Adam and Eve. But he said that one tree, that tree of knowledge, you leave that alone. Now you can't eat that because the day you eat thereof, ye shall surely die. And the devil came by and told her, why, God wouldn't do that to you. I mean, God wouldn't send you. I mean, he wouldn't let you die. He loved you too much or whatever. I mean, he told her all kinds of stuff.
It's not all recorded, I'm sure, what he told her. But I mean, she believed him. And she took the fruit and she eat. And the Lord had done told him, the day you eat thereof, you'll surely die. And she gave to Adam. Now Adam knew that if I eat that fruit, I'll die. But he eat that fruit because he loved his wife. I mean, God had given him a bride and God had given him a wife. And he loved her so good he couldn't help it. I mean, he said, I can't bring her up here. I've got to go down there. And so he ate that fruit because he wanted to be with her. I mean, he wanted to be with her. Now, that is the Son of God. Adam was God's son. I mean, he was a son of God. He wasn't the only begotten Son of God, but he's the created Son of God. And God loved him and come down there to be with him every day and walked in the garden with him, made him for that reason, created old Adam and Eve so he could come down the garden and walk around with him all the time. And every evening he'd come down there and be with him. Oh, isn't God good? But that day that they sinned, God knew all about that. Son, I mean, he knew just as well as I know I'm standing right here, and better than that. He knew that Adam was sin. He knew that Adam would sin. He knew that Adam was going to sin. He knew everything was all right. I mean, and he already had another Adam to come on the scene later on. I mean, he knew about that. But thank God he still loved Adam and Eve good enough to come down there in all of their sins and walk with them, fellowship with them. You say, but God didn't come down there. He did. He come just like he'd always. God never has failed the first man. He's always been right there when you liked it or didn't like it, when you was living right or living wrong. God's always been there to help you. Ain't you glad for a God like that that loves you when you ain't no good? When you don't give a hoot for him, when you don't care nothing about him, then nothing about what he's doing, he still comes by and still looks after you, still takes care of you. Ain't you good? I'm glad I got a God like that. Hallelujah for Jesus.
Glory to God.
He came down there and he saw how many came down there and his hid. And he said, Adam, where art thou? He knew where Adam was at. He just wanted Adam to find out about it.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he wanted Adam to hear his voice. And that's what God wants every sinner to do. And you'll never get no clothes on you till you find out that you're naked.
Right.
Now, they had tried with their own efforts to make him some aprons, but they didn't cover what God was looking at. And God said, Adam, where art thou? He said, we're out here in the bushes. We're hid. Why are you out there? Have you? Oh, yeah. Said, I eat that fruit and I'm hid. Because he said, I heard your voice walking in the garden.
Yes, sir.
That's when you find out you're a sinner.
Amen.
When you hear the voice of God coming to you and the voice of God speaking to you, and until God does that, you think you're all right. But boy, when you hear him speak, it sure tears you up. It makes a difference in your life. It'll make you wake up, find out, Lord God, I'm a sinner. I need the Lord. Hallelujah to God for the day. He came up here on the hill in that new ground and said, son, what are you doing up here? I said, well, I'm trying to get right. He said, you can't do it. You got to have me to help you. You got to come down to the house of God. Let me work a work in your heart. Oh, Lord God, I was bashful. I didn't want to go to the house of God. But God knew if I didn't go down there, I'd probably stay out there in the bushes the rest of my life. Though I might be saved, I had to come down there right where I could get in front of everybody and get saved. I like it the way God does it. I like it the way God's doing it. I like it when God speaks to your heart. When you hear him, he said, we heard you. You heard you walking. Oh, we heard you talking. And God, we heard you. We knew you was coming. We could hear you coming. Oh, God, ain't you glad when you can hear the Lord coming by? I'm glad for the every time since I've been saved, the Lord's come by. Sometimes you don't see him, you don't know nothing about what's going on, but down inside there's a deep voice down in there that's speaking to you. And oh, listen, you can hear him. And you can hear him, and you can just get up, and whatever you have to do, you have to do it. Now, here's what I want you to get to. I want you to listen to. He said, Adam, what have you done? Well, he said, she made me do it. He said, the woman you gave me. That's the one. He said, that bride, that woman you give me, is the reason that I'm having to do this, that I went out there and done that. I done it because you give her to me, and I didn't want to lose her. How you listen to what I'm about to say? You know how come Jesus to die?
Amen.
It is the bride.
Amen.
Now, way back down at the end of time. Now, you wasn't in. Thank God I'm glad that he had you hid.
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
I mean, you was a mystery. But one day, thank God, because of me and you that's in the bride, it's our sin that put Jesus on the cross. It was our sin that called him to die. The bride is guilty. The woman that you give me, she's the one called me to do it. That's how come Jesus to come down here. He knew no sin. He did never sin, but he took our sins on him. He become the Adam. I mean, he is the last Adam. Praise God. He is the last Adam. And he said, because of her, I just come down here and I took her sins and I'm down here because of the one you give me. Ain't you glad that he's taking the blame? Boy, he's taking the blame. He said, I'll take the blame for it. God never called on the bride. He never told Eve, he didn't say, Eve, where art thou? He called on the man.
Yes, sir.
I sort of dread it, but sometimes I wonder if I have to give an account of my wife's sins. Now, I'm glad she ain't here to hear this. Sorry, but that oughtn't to make you want to sin. Hey, I don't want to sin. I don't want to sin because he had to pay that penalty for me. It makes me want to love him. It makes me want to do something to please him. That ought to make every wife, I mean, love her husband. If God's calling on the head of the woman, which is the man, I mean, if he's calling on her like he did to Adam. Now, I don't know all about this. And don't you put it down that I said this is the way it is. I'm just thinking. Can I think while I'm preaching? I mean, sometimes it ain't no harm to think that the man, we are responsible. Oh, we cuss a woman. But listen, old Adam didn't. He never did say a thing against her. I like that. He just said, she just called me to do it. She gave me the fruit and I eat it. I mean, he said, she's the one called me to do it, but he never jumped on her. He never run up and said, bless God, I'll slap your head off. Ain't that wonderful? I mean, that's the way Jesus is. He didn't say, well, you done it. You done it. No, he's glad. I mean, he's glad to take our place. He said, I love him. God said, son, I got you a bride down there, but she's so messed up. I mean, somebody's going to have to redeem her. Blood's going to have to be shed. Somebody's going to have to die. And the son said, Father, I'll do it. I mean, I love her. If you love her, I love her. Whatever you love, I love her. Whatever you're for, I'm for. God said, son, you'll have to die to get her back. I mean, he said, the wages of sin's done. He said, I don't care. I'll go and die for her. That's the reason we're here today. Jesus died for our sin, rose again the third day for our justification. That's the reason he did it. That's why he did it. I mean, read it. Boy, let me read it here in Genesis. And the Bible said, And the Lord said unto the woman, now he said to the man, and the man said, the woman whom thou gavest me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the woman said, well, it's the devil. She said, the woman said, that thou hast, what is that that thou hast done? And the woman said unto the serpent, the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. I mean, they're trying to pack it on whatever. No matter who you pack it on, somebody got to pay for it. So Jesus, I mean, he come down. Adam lost everything that he, God had given him. He lost the garden. He lost his wife in a sense, like he had. He lost his fellowship with God like he had had. I mean, he had died. He was cut off as far as God's concerned. Now, God drove him out. God drove him out of the garden. Said, I'm going to tell you what you're going to have to do, Adam. Rest of your life, you're going to have to make your living by the sweat of your brow. I mean, you're going to have to work at it, son. Well, then he said, let's put a sword out there, flaming sword, because he come back in this garden. And if he ever gets a hold of that tree alive, he'll live forever. I mean, we got to keep him out of the garden, or he'll live in that sinful nature with that sinful body all the rest of his entire life. But we're going to fix it so he'll die. So God fixed it like that. But you know what? Jesus came down here and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm coming to give you everlasting life. I'm the water of life. I'm coming to give you that well and the water, and you'll live forever. Now he said, listen, I've come down here to redeem what Adam lost. That first Adam lost it all, but I am the last Adam, and I'm your last hope. And I've come down here, and I'm paying the penalty for you, and everything that Adam lost, I'm going to get it back for you. And I'm not only that, but I'm going to get you more than that. I'm going to take you to another garden. I'm going to take you to one up yonder where there's 12 manners of fruit, and the whole, all of them is good, and you can eat all of them. I'm going to take you where there's water, and where there's a street of gold, and where there's a place prepared for you, and I'm going to take you there, and I'm going to do it because I love you. And it ain't going to cost you nothing. And you don't have to work the rest of your life. I'll furnish you everything. I'll take care of you throughout eternity. I'll take care of you in this life. I'll look after you in the next one. And I'm going to live in my Father's house. Lord God, I'm going to take you after my Father, and me and you will live with my Father forever.
Amen.
In my Father's house. Telling a fellow up to the barber shop the other day, I said, if you go to hell, you live in the devil's house, because it was prepared for the devil and his angels. But I said, if you go to heaven, you live in the Father's house. Now, whichever one you want to live in, that's up to you. But I want to live in the Father's house, don't you? So I mean, everything that Adam lost, I got back in Jesus. Plus, I mean, I got everything that Adam lost in Christ. I mean, Christ gave it back to me. The last Adam gave it back to me. Now, I want you to notice. All Adam said, the woman done it. Tell me, she's to blame. But he never did jump on her anymore. Ain't you glad? I mean, Jesus said, well, they were sinners. And Christ said, I come to save sinners. I mean, they were sinners, and they lost it. He said, they're all lost, but I come down there so they could get saved. And he said, if they'll just come to me, I will in no wise cast them out. Boy, ain't God good? I mean, I don't care what color, what kind, what size, what whoever, whether you're poor, rich, educated, illiterate, whatever. I mean, come to him. Ain't it good that God is saving those people over yonder in Bulgaria, can't read and write, hold the song book upside down when they're singing, hold the Bible upside down when they're trying to read and don't know the difference, but they're trying to impress somebody. But thank God, I'm glad it don't matter. God saves them anyhow. Them old Muslims over there getting saved and down at the bottom of the whole bottom of the barrel. I tell you right now, I'm so glad. Ain't God good? I mean, ain't God good? Old Adam and Eve didn't have no shoes, but I read over there in the book, a song of Solomon, how beautiful are thy feet with shoes. And I'll tell you right now, when I read that, I thought, great God, isn't that good? God sent us a whole container load. We got another and ready to go out of Bulgaria. They didn't have no shoes. But boy, when them shoes got in there, them little old youngins got them shoes. I mean, Harmon told me he seen one little old youngin with one of them pair of shoes on. It's got lights in them. He said that youngin has jumped for 2 straight hours. I mean, so the lights had shined in his shoes. Never seen nothing like it. Lord, ain't that good? And somebody brought me a bunch of shoes the other day. I guess his brother Goats, he brought a bunch of shoes over here, and some church over in North Carolina gave him $1,000 to buy them. And he went and bought some little ones. Oh, what a blessing. Great God, what a blessing. I looked over at old William was wrapping them shoes, and I walked in there and seen them little ones, and I said, praise God for the shoes. Them little shoes. I mean, I like it. I mean, Lord, have mercy. It's going to, oh, and they said, you know what? The shoes has got through all the communities, telling everybody, all them villages are saying, can you believe that somebody loved us, got enough to send us some shoes. Well, it wasn't us. It was God that sent them the shoes. God's the one that's doing it. Ain't God good? I mean, Lord, he's wonderful. Not only is he going to send them shoes, but sending them some food, sending them some clothes. All they lost under communism and under Adam and under the rest of that stuff, God's giving it back to them. They're wearing better shoes than anybody in Bulgaria. I mean, they was barefooted here last fall, but thank God they got shoes on today. Ain't that wonderful? God give us over 6,000 pair of shoes. I mean, I'm sure well over that. 40-some thousand, maybe 50,000 pair of good socks. Lord, all the other clothes. Sweaters. Oh, give us gloves. There's some toboggans the other day, a whole box full of them come in. I don't know how to praise God. I just tell you right now, I'm so glad he did it. And that's the reason he done it, because the woman you gave me. I mean, because the woman you gave me, I mean, she gave me and I. Oh, listen, you know, Jesus took all of my sins. And because of that, I'm free. I mean, I'm free. He took my sins in his body on the tree. He bore our sins, the Bible said, in his body on the tree. I believe he drunk them down there in the garden where he's praying. I believe he took all of my sins. Said, I won't take all the guilt away from her. I'm taking all the condemnation away from her. Taking everything she's ever done or will done away from her. I'm cleaning her up good. I mean, she's going to be white and clean, and there ain't going to be nothing against her. Honey, I'm going to stand here this morning as pure in the sight of God as a man will ever get. There's nothing booked against me. Blessed is a man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Whiter than that paper right there. Whiter than that paper. I was telling some lady the other day up the barber shop, the barber's wife. I said, though your sins be as scarlet. Not you, but your sins be as scarlet. Right. They'll be white. White sins. I said, can you imagine having white sins? That's what the Bible said. You say, well, I don't believe that. Well, read it for yourself in Isaiah. Come and let us read them together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be white as snow. Hallelujah. Amen. God, I'm glad he done a good job when he washed me. Hallelujah for the washing. I'm glad the washing's already done. I'm glad he's done it. I'm glad it's all finished. Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad? It's all because of the woman that you give me. I done it for the woman's sake. That's what Adam said. I done it because she gave it to me. I took it and I knew I was going to die. Now listen, Adam wasn't no stupid fella. He knew that he's going to have to die because God done told him. And he did believe God. He said, I can't help it. I love that woman so good that I'll die for her. And I'll die with her. Ain't you glad that there's somebody loved you so good by the name of Jesus? And he said, I'll go die for her. I'll bring her back. And I'll bring her home. And we'll live forever in the Father's house. Hey, that ought to make every one of you want to quit doing wrong and try to do right. Ought to make you want to serve God with all your soul. Really ought to. Let's stand at our feet. You remember the services tonight? I know the traffic may be a little heavy. I heard they had asked about 3 or 4 churches down here on the highway not to have church. Some of them had it yesterday, I think. They're trying to get all the churches not to have church so they could wouldn't get in the way of the race. Somebody asked me, are you going to have church? I said, I ain't never quit. 43 years, we've never stopped for nothing. Snow, rain, sleet, air. Heartache to cover. And when everybody in town goes in down all their joints, their joints dive in and drive in and rest. Honky tonks. And the rest of them close it down. And all that beer home and the rest of them close it. You can't get nowhere else. I might decide, but I'm not sure who. I'm so stubborn, I guess I come on to church. Thank God they're all the rules, I want to keep it open. I believe in this. I believe it. I believe the church ought to be the greatest thing in the world.
Amen.
Ought to be the best thing ever happened to you. Have a place where you can come and worship God. This building is not the church, I know that. But the church meets here. This is the meeting house of the church. Thank God. That's what it says. Father, I thank you. Goodness, mercy, love, and kindness. So with us throughout the rest of the day, through with us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.